Proclamation number 6790, dated the March 24, 1957. Purifying the Divine Plant Nursery. My Divine Plant Nursery often has to undergo a thorough purification process when the weeds so threaten to overgrow all good seeds that even the healthy plants can no longer develop in a way that their thriving is pleasing to me. In that case, all good plants will have to be carefully separated. The weeds must be dug out and burned. The ground must be plowed over. And only then can it receive new seeds. Only then will I be able to harvest the right fruit again. New life can take root again and make me happy, which was no longer possible before. And such a thorough cleansing process has been intended for eternity, and you humans can expect it daily and hourly. The earth no longer serves its purpose. Evil dominates everything. It often even suffocates delicate seedlings wishing to burst through in order to attain light and life. The world's poisonous breath destroys life, and therefore many a seedling withers that promised to become strong and healthy. People are drawn into the whirlpool of the world, and many a soul which was intended to live finds its death therein. The atmosphere in which people are meant to perfect themselves is no longer clean. It is nothing but a realm of sin and depravity. And for this reason the said purification can no longer be avoided, irrespective of whether you humans believe it or not. One day the lowest point will come, and therefore also the hour when my plan of salvation, which includes this thorough cleansing of earth, will be carried out. And thus, once the few who have found life have been separated, everything incapable of living will have to be destroyed. For it is no longer enough that only what is evil and unsuitable should be removed because it predominates. But neither will I sacrifice to evil what has prevailed against it. I will gather the people who are and will remain my own, and who did not let themselves be enslaved by my adversary. I will lift them up and remove them from earth in order to cause a total transformation and to make the earth suitable again as a nursery school for a new human generation. Everything a good farmer does when he plows his field, when he clears and prepares it for new good seeds, will also be done by me, because the time for it has come, and because one day Roman 1, 2, want to achieve a good harvest again, since this has become impossible now. The people by and large leave earth in a lifeless state. Their earthly life does not result in any progress. They remain as they were at the start of their earthly life, or they become stunted and incapable of living. And this is not the purpose of their embodiment on earth. And thus I will have to prepare the nutritious soil for the next human generation. I must cleanse the earth and deny my adversary access for a while. I must create the opportunity for the souls to be able to fully mature again. For his time, which he had truly used well to ruin people, has come to an end. Even for my adversary the hour will come one day when his activity will be prevented. Nevertheless, at the same time I also have to make his followers' activity impossible. And this is only feasible when everything belonging to him is banished again. Thus I will let a new earth arise with all kinds of new creations which will shelter these spirits again until they have calmed down and can start their process of development once more. The earth is to be made suitable again, so that the people on it can achieve perfection, since my infinite love for my living creations strives to give them life and not death, which, however, has found entrance in this earth. And I want to repel death and turn the earth into a field of life again, from which the weak will also be able to draw their strength once more and attain life. Amen.